This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You'd mentioned at the beginning of the Chiefs Red Half Hour, I thought it was a really interesting discussion on New Heights and then later Travis Hunter on his own podcast. Travis Kelce was talking about what Travis Hunter was going to have to do in order to get in the league.
It's 100% possible. I mean, he's going to have to prove that he can do it. Nobody has ever played every single play on both sides. When Deion did it, he would be like a third. He was in like nickel. He was in like certain packages, I believe. I could be wrong about that.
You think he's talking about 100% play
corner
every single down
and wide receiver? That's what he's thinking, yes. Wow. That's what he did at Colorado.
Well, I'm aware he did it at Colorado.
That's what I'm saying. In the NFL, he'll have to guess. They'll have to scheme up around him getting too exhausted.
And so Travis mentioned that, and then Travis Hunter was on his podcast and agreed with Travis Kelce's assessment, which is the biggest takeaway, which is if you prove you can do it, they'll let you do it. They'll start you small. You'll be a full-time corner, and you'll get 15 snaps on offense. If those 15 snaps on offense do not stop you from getting tired or wearing you down or affecting your play on the defensive side of the ball, they'll give you 20. And if you're effective in those 20 snaps, they'll give you 25. If you want to, if you're Travis Hunter and you want to become a full-time starter at both positions in the NFL like you did at Colorado, you are going to have to nickel and dime them for snaps and prove that you can do that workload. And I think even more than just like not be tired, be healthy, play in the NFL and physically stay
also,
on the field.
Also, you've got to be damn good at
way.
Both. You know, I understand in college
those,
he was.
Those wide receiver snaps have got to be productive wide receiver snaps.
I still right now, if you're do I think he'll ever get to a point where he's getting 90% of the snaps in the entire game? I don't think so. I don't believe, and there is some truth that could they expand the workload in year two compared to year one and year three compared to year two? Sure. I think there's truth to that. I don't believe in the NFL, given the level of play we're talking about and to be performing at such a high level, that kind of snaps the way he did in college. I don't think we're going to see that. I think it'll still be really impressive when he does both because he's going to. I just, in an NFL game, I don't remember, college, you play, 12 games, 13 games? I don't believe in the NFL if you're on a playoff team. You're going to play 18 games, you're going to play 20 games, and you're going to play 90, 100% of the snaps in the entire game on both sides of the ball. I don't believe that.
Is there any part of it that, like, let's just say he gets drafted as a corner and it's not going great. He's Kyrie Elam all of a sudden, and he can't guard, right? Like, okay. He's not getting on the field. Does he try to make the full transition, full switch to wide receiver?
I think it's a possibility
and
in his career.
You know what, actually?
Down the road.
Maybe that's what I should be doing instead. It's not like he didn't put up monster numbers at wide receiver at Colorado. He did. He put up huge wide receiver numbers even there. He's obviously athletic enough to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you probably don't want to have to do it, right?
Type of guy you don't have to pull out.
Yeah, you don't. You may not want to do that. You know, you can just plug him in. Thanks, Bink.
We know what he meant.
Oh, yeah, the text line enjoyed it.
Type of guy you don't have to pull out.
Noted. But yeah, I just think it's interesting that Travis Kelce is at least admitting he thinks it's possible. Because it is tough if you're Travis Hunter. I guess I view it like Shohei. I don't think it's crazy because nobody else in college has done it. I don't think it's crazy to play him at both. If I were the team that drafted him, I'd be willing to play him 95% snaps at corner because corners don't really come off the field and 60% snaps at wide receiver. He is the only person, in my opinion, who's been running both in collegiate or NFL level in my entire memory of life. I'm not saying there was never a guy who stepped on and took a defensive snap for a team in college, but not played full-time both ways multiple years in college. So if he's just the one exception to the rule, I'm going to take advantage and play one player, a contract, to get to play two positions.
No, he's going to get an opportunity to do both. I'm with you.
I'd do both full-time.
And I would let him do both. Not full-time, though. I don't believe that's realistic. I think you're shortening his career at that point. This is the debate, right? This is the debate everybody's having right now about him, and we'll find out. He has a chance to prove a lot of people wrong. I think he should. His value is that he can do both. That's why he's going to get drafted where he gets drafted as well.
Where's the best place for him to go?
I still think the Raiders are in play, for sure.
I would say Jacksonville's the best place for him to go if he's going to play both sides.
They need both of those. Mm. I would also argue that the Patriots need both.
Yeah, but
the Patriots need a corner and need a wide receiver, and Vrabel knows something about being in a system that once he played for a team that utilized Deion Branch in third down packages. So, like, I'm not saying it's like apples to apples, but at least he's been around a time in which that successfully worked.
The reason why I say Jacksonville is he doesn't have to be the number one wide receiver as well as a top tier corner, where if he goes to Jacksonville...
Oh, I don't think he's a number one wide receiver anywhere.
Who on the Patriots is the number one, though? Travis Hunter would be the number one, I think, right away.
I just don't believe that's... There's a difference between being a number one receiver and being forced to be the number one receiver because the wide receiver room sucks. You know what I'm saying?
Which is why I think Jacksonville fits better.
Yeah, no, that might be the case. I'm just saying, like, I don't believe, like, if we fast forward 5 years from now, I don't believe we will consider Travis Hunter wide receiver one. That's all.
You would hope not, because I agree with you. I don't think he's not that he's not capable, but he's a wide receiver too. Like, it fits, which is why I think Jacksonville would be better for him to just plug right in, be corner, and then don't get asked to have 10 targets a game as well as playing both. Like, if he goes to the Patriots, he's going to get thrown the ball at least 10 times a game plus play corner. That's a lot to take in, where if you're with Brian Thomas Jr., maybe you only get 6 or 7 targets. It's not as wearing on your body.
I guess the question is, like, snaps to targets. If he's only getting 15 snaps, he's only going to get like 3 targets.
Yeah, I was trying to look at for bracketology, there's a site that compiles all the mock drafts. It does the consensus pick. The consensus across all the mocks is that he does go third overall. It's weird. So they have him the third player, but projection number 4, I'm sorry, to the Patriots. But they list him as a number 3 player. They have Sanders going to the Giants.
Troy Brown, sorry, not Deion Branch. Thank you for correcting my random New England wide receiver text line.
They have the Raiders consensus across all mocks taking Ashton Jeanty, the very, very talented plug and play back right away. Going to get you 1,000 yards.
I've started to see him get mocked a lot to the Bears.
They have the Bears taking an offensive tackle, just continuing to bolster their O-line. That's the consensus.
They put so much dollars into it, you know? The most fun thing they could do is take Jeanty. Caleb Williams, Jeanty, a revamped offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most fun way. I'm not saying that's the smartest way.
No, Swift?
Don't listen to me, but that's the most fun way.
Yeah, Swift and then, what's the other guy's name? Herbert's not there anymore, but who's the other back? Roschon Johnson, is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there. Mm-hmm.
If I were the Bears, I might trade back and then take Burden like 18th or something like that. I don't know.
And it's not that I don't think Jeanty's the best, but in a draft where people are like, you can get Jamaal Charles in the 3rd round. I mean,
deep running back draft.
Do you want to spend the 10th overall pick on Ashton Jeanty?
You shouldn't.
If there are 20 good running backs in this draft, it just doesn't make like...
Or get better on defense.
Yeah. It's not logical.
I would... I think it's a mistake to draft him top 10, but I will say I think Jeanty is the type of running back that immediately he's 1,100, 1,200 yard back rookie year, boom. Rookie of the year candidate right away.
That's why I feel like it actually kind of makes sense for Chicago. You immediately take this massive handcuff off of this quarterback who has all this pressure on him this year. And instead, you let him have a rushing attack with a great running back who can immediately take some heat off your ass.
If he went
in Chicago, I actually kind of think it makes sense. I just wouldn't want to do it at whatever they are, 10th overall.
If he went to the Raiders, do you think he gets over 70 yards in either game against the Chiefs?
Oh, well, now we're getting real will he have 70 yards against the... Yeah, sure. Yes.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, based on how good their run defense was last year.
How
good they've been, do you think that he actually...
If Travis Hunter is allowed to play wide receiver, he will get 70 yards receiving in his rookie year in some game, yes.
In Genty.
Oh, Genty. Sorry, I thought we were talking about Travis Hunter still. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Will Genty get 70 yards rushing in a game?
I don't think so.
Yes.
Against the Chiefs? I don't think so.
Yes.
I think he probably will. It just depends. I actually don't know much about the Raiders' offensive line, in fairness. If the Broncos got him, without a doubt, they got the league's best offensive line.
I think Genty is a 1,200-yard back rookie year.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Running backs like this come into the league all the time and have immediate success. Every once in a while, they are like Leonard Fournette, and it takes a little bit of time. But a lot of times, they just walk into the league. And
Lenny finally retired, right?
I think so. Good for him, man. He just kept bouncing between good team.
A ring late in his career, too.
Yeah.
Leonard Fournette.
He shouldn't have gone fourth overall.
How old do you think Leonard Fournette is?
30.
No, he's 28, I think.
He just turned 30.
Just turned 30.
And he last played in 2023. He retired at 20, or stopped playing. 29. I don't know if he's officially retired at 20. Yeah, 28 years old. 2023, this season, whatever. Yeah.
He's that old? That's crazy.
He got taken 6 picks ahead of Patrick Mahomes.
No, see what's crazy? You're saying he's that old. I thought he was older than 30 because he hasn't played. I thought he was 33 or 34.
I assumed he was the same age-ish as Patrick Mahomes because they were in the same draft.
Okay, well sure. Yeah, if you know the exact draft.
That's why I had a good answer.
Yes,
yeah.
Fair enough. It's crazy that his career's already over. 7 years, got a ring, boom, out. I felt like he was in the league for 15 years.
Of the 9 people taken ahead of Patrick Mahomes, how many, he can name all 9. How many do you think you could name? You don't have time now. What's your gut instinct tell you? 6?
Maybe, honestly, yeah. I haven't thought about that draft class in a while, so yeah. I don't maybe 6. I don't even know if I can
do
that at this point.
Don't look it up.
Yeah, I don't know if I could. 2017 draft, I'm not sure, man.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, 2 pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.